Welcome back to our continuing series here at Logic, helping you get empowered through big data, machine learning, and all these exciting things. In our last episode, we talked about the emergence of giant data sets out there and trying to break it down to understand how consumer behavior is changing and how you guys can out there can maximize opportunity. That's what we're really going to focus on today. And I'm with Fabian Bartnick. He's the Vice President of Asia Pacific with Logic. Fabian, tell me a little bit about how, now that we understand what big data is and all of these new data sets that are emerging, how machine learning can actually help empower hoteliers to make perfect pricing decisions.
Machine learning will find connections within the data set and feeds it into an overall algorithm or multiple algorithms in order to make sense out of it all. And in order to put a weighting, so to speak, on the relevancy that it has right now, right here. And it might change completely tomorrow because your business dynamics come into place. I mean, just think about it. You're looking weekday, weekend, low season, high season. All those different things will... the machine learning will pick up on these different signals and therefore use different data sets to make one more prominent over the other.
And one of the things that I find fascinating about machine learning is it can detect those smaller events that are happening in a particular market at any given time. So we all know about that giant conference that's attracting thousands of people at once, but we're not necessarily cognizant of the smaller events that, when you put them together in aggregate, can actually make a difference in terms of the demand for the market. Something that was previously invisible can now be seen and helps you gain pricing power. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Absolutely. Spot on.
Excellent. I love that I'm learning and figuring out all of this stuff because it's such a complicated issue. And us, us laymen, unlike you, Fabian, it's great to hear that it is decodable. It is something that each and every hotelier can enact into their business.
And everybody can start small. Get Logic on board. Yeah, we'll take care of the heavy lifting. But the understanding of why we're taking different data sets, the hotelier still needs to think about that in the sense of exchange rate. I throw exchange rate on you and you kind of go like, yeah, it fluctuates up and down. But look at it. Now you're a $200 hotel. Before the Brexit, you might have been £100 in the UK. Now with a conversion or with a pound dropping towards against the US dollar, all of a sudden, your $200 room has become £120.
Right.
So you've become 20% more important. If you don't get your head around those different items, it's difficult for you to grasp the idea of, does all of this data really make sense? Yes, it does, but in moderation, in relevance, in this moment.
I think that's absolutely... perfect way to put it, Fabian, because that changes the dynamic for hotels that are looking to attract the American audience. It's an opportunity for hotels in America looking to attract the British audience. There's some more roadblocks to it. So I think about those Orlando hotels that have to think about finding that perfect pricing mix because they've depended so much on that UK summer travel, for example.
It's all connected. We live in a global world. Our distribution landscape is more transparent than ever. People move in tribes from one channel to the other, different mediums that they use. Even country specific, you look at China versus US, you're looking at what they use from a Weibo versus a Facebook versus other items that are used in Japan or Korea even. You need to understand all of those dynamics. Or you need to understand that there's a relevance and then let technology provider like ourselves give you that crunching of data and making sense out of it so you can see on the top level and be confident in your pricing, but equally you can have confidence that everything has been taken into consideration that needed to begin taking into consideration.
And that's the beauty of machine learning and weighing the each single data set by its relevance and its importance, as you like to say, at any given moment in time. It's a moving target. And with products such as Logic RM and Logic One, they take the complexity out of it and makes all of that stuff run in the background so you folks can have the most pricing power possible. Fabian, any final words?
Nope.
So that'll do it for today. I want to thank everybody for listening and be sure to join us another time for a great podcast with the good folks at Logic. Thanks for listening.